Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Hi there, Marilyn. Today I thought I would talk about thyroid disease. You know, we always talk about our metabolism, but what does that mean? Well, the thyroid is a butterfly-shaped gland in the front of your neck, and it really is part of the endocrine system, releasing hormones that affect metabolism, bone maintenance, and brain development. And it's not uncommon for the thyroid to be either overactive, which is called hyperthyroidism, or underactive, hypothyroidism, when the gland produces too much hormone or not enough hormone. Now, there's a number of autoimmune diseases that can affect the thyroid, like Hashimoto's thyroiditis and Graves' disease. We know that you can get tumors and cancers in the thyroid. And sometimes after pregnancy and delivery, the thyroid can be slightly inflamed for a while or permanently. The symptoms of thyroid disease really vary depending on whether the thyroid gland is producing too much or too little. If there's not enough thyroid in the bloodstream, thyroid hormone, what you get is fatigue. You can feel very cold. You may get weight gain, constipation, dry skin, and voice changes. On the other hand, if you've got too much going on in the production of thyroid hormone, you can get fatigue again, but you may have anxiety and palpitations, feeling very intolerant to hot temperatures, sweating. It's like your body's overreacting to everything. You're too turned on. And so it's not uncommon as we get older for our thyroid not to work as well. And I think particularly for women, this can have health consequences in terms of menstrual cycles and fertility. So what I would say is if you think something's going on with your thyroid, if you think your metabolism is not what it should be, is not usual for you, either you're gaining too much weight or losing too much weight, there could be lots of causes, but one of those causes could be a thyroid problem. So see your doctor, double check that your thyroid is functioning properly, and then you can move from there in terms of whatever symptoms you're having.
You don't know what you don't know. If you want useful advice and clear language and take charge of your health, then remember the name, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown. It's a best-selling Canadian book. It's available in bookstores across Canada, on Amazon, drvivianbrown.com. And you're welcome to call me if you wish to order a signed copy at 416-504-6777. The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. You can't go wrong when you take charge of your health and you know what to look for. Thank you, Dr. Brown. It was very interesting learning about the thyroid, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Absolutely. Thank you, Marilyn. Take care.